Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg visited Somerville last night. The 37-year-old mayor of South Bend, Indiana, was in the Boston area to raise money and ride the wave of excitement that's been pushing him higher in the polls. WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has our story.
More than an hour before Buttigieg took the stage at the Somerville Theater last night, a line of people curled around the block in Davis Square.
Thanks for coming, boss.
Hey, yeah, absolutely.
The campaign kept referring to this event as the show, so call it the Mayor Pete Show. It began with a cameo appearance of Buttigieg's husband, Chasten Glezman, who greeted the crowd and posed for selfies.
Thank you so much for sharing him with us.
It's absolutely
really inspiring.
Happy to.
Yeah, your job's really important, too. So.
Thank you for recognizing that, but I'm happy to share them. You know, it's a really important time. So.
For the moment, at least, Buttigieg is riding a wave of popularity, even adulation. This is Marinda Snow and her boyfriend, Brian Huff, who came out last night to see the two-term mayor from South Bend.
He's really authentic. I believe he can speak to many different people from many different backgrounds. He's all of the things I'm looking for in a candidate.
He's the first candidate to like really remind me of how it felt seeing Obama run in the primaries back in 2008.
Come on out here.
That's not the first time Buttigieg has been compared to Obama. If elected, he'd become the first openly gay president, making the kind of history that Obama made as the first African-American president. And like the 44th president, Buttigieg is cool and cerebral while offering big, sweeping ideas about moral leadership.
The biggest thing is the values that I'm committed to advancing as president. So this is a country that the beauty of this country is in its pluralism, it's in its diversity, and it's in the fact that this nation is at its best when it is providing opportunity for all. But it has never lived up to its vision in full. And part of the purpose of politics, I think, is to stretch America to be a little closer to that ideal.
Buttigieg appeared with the actor Brandon Victor Dixon, who played Vice President Aaron Burr in the Broadway musical Hamilton. Last night, he played the role of friendly interviewer. But even Dixon couldn't avoid noting that Buttigieg is a two-term mayor with no experience in Washington and few concrete policy proposals.
What will you do policy-wise? I mean, I know it's a question that people ask with respect to, you know, your experience. Not having worked in Washington, I think that's really where the questions begin to lie.
Buttigieg says the answer begins with another lofty goal, shoring up democracy.
So it sounds like one of those big things, democracy. It's one
it sounds very big.
Generalities nobody can be against, right? Only it turns out there's some very specific implications to that. Mm-hmm. If you are committed to democracy, then you have to make it easier, not harder, to vote.
Buttigieg says he wants to end gerrymandering, get money out of politics, even change the way we elect presidents.
If we can't be a true democracy that, you know, picks our president by giving it to the person who gets the most votes without a constitutional amendment, that's what the constitutional amendment system is for.
Buttigieg didn't mention the current occupant of the White House by name, but many who came out last night, including Ben Feldman of Brookline, say he offered a welcome contrast to President Trump.
Yeah, it's nice to hear from somebody who's well-spoken for once and talking about what he'd like to do with the presidency in a way that's well-defined and in complete sentences.
In saying that, you set the bar kind of low. Someone who speaks in complete sentences.
Unfortunately, yes. But it's what we need. Yeah. I think he talks about some good big ideas. I'm certainly looking for more policy specifics than what he has written on paper to date, but it sounds like that's coming soon.
Even absent those policy specifics, Buttigieg continues to gain popularity, according to a pair of new polls. The latest survey of likely Democratic primary voters in New Hampshire from the Boston Globe and Suffolk University has him in a statistical tie for second place with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders behind the frontrunner, former Vice President Joe Biden. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Somerville.